This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. Football's Finest is coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll take a look at some of the top stories with the countdown to training camp. What are we now? Just 2 weeks and 2 days away from flying out there?
24?
Less than.
Nine days.
Wow. Right around the corner now. 9 days away from arriving in Oxnard, California. Cannot wait. Of course, we'll be there for about a week and a half. Brian's going to stay there for the entire training camp, and he'll be joining us live from the tennis courts throughout the duration. Okay. At 877-881-1053, how crazy do you think I am for having this baseball take right here? Leave your name and city you're texting from there on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. What I love about the Rangers owner is also could be very frustrating depending on how they play coming out of this all-star break. They do open with Baltimore Friday, right?
Then the White Sox.
What I've heard is that, you know, it's not a consensus that, you know, they're going to keep going and try to defend this because, you know, the luxury tax that Ray Davis talked about on opening day in a chat that he did with the Morning News. If you guys did not see that, I would encourage everybody to go read that. The farm system, the prospects could use a boost. And, you know, going for it would exacerbate both of those issues. On top of that, you have four pitchers who are going to be free agents that, because of the luxury tax concern, would be a very long shot to re-sign you know, next year. Now, there's still a couple of weeks of baseball to play. We'll see what happens. And if they come out and go on a 10-game winning streak or, you know, take over first place in the division, I think that's a completely different conversation. But assuming the winning percentage continues to go on for the 2 weeks after the All-Star break that we've been on so far, this is the owner that is willing to go for it when things look good. But when things look bad, he's thinking long term. And I don't think it's because he's cheap. I think it's because he has a great understanding of how the luxury tax threshold works and how punitive that can be. And after you've spent all of your money, right, the only way to continue to make the team better is with prospects. And Ray talked about that in his chat as the season was getting underway. You need that long-term vision. That long-term vision is why the Mavs got Luka. It's why in the midst of a playoff hunt in 2023, they said, no, we're going to tank, and they end up with Lively. Long-term vision or lack thereof is why the Jones boys are so preoccupied with putting on a competitive football game every Sunday instead of, you know, getting their salary cap and their draft position in order. So cutting bait, I think, is one of the best things that a sports owner or front office can do. And I think a lot of times hyper-competitive people in the front office are pushing to try to make the team better at all costs. And, you know, you need a counterbalance. If that counterbalance happens to be your owner, to me, that is where, like, you have an ideal team of aggressiveness that's going to win the day when appropriate, but cutting bait and starting to build for next year is appropriate probably way more often than absolutely going for it is. And is it a tank? No. But is it long-term strategic thinking? Absolutely. So, you know, obviously going into the All-Star and you know, great tonight, Adolis is going to be there. Corey Seager makes three players in the game tomorrow. You'll be able to hear both the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game itself right here on 105.3 The Fan. But I'm sort of messing around with the idea, guys, that if they do decide to become sellers, I'm going to do myself a quiet fist pump.
I like that as just trying to keep it glass half full, staying positive, and getting that spin going a little bit before something like that could take place. And I appreciate that. This is why you do want them to make it easy on you in terms of make it obvious, you know, like one way or another, get hot or freaking start to just really, really suck here so we know for sure. It's tough when you're in this weird gray area and they've been so inconsistent and they give you flashes of, oh, no, this team can still kind of rekindle some of what they had last year. And then there's times where you're like, oh, my gosh, this definitely is not a playoff team. So, but I just wonder, I mean, of all the guys you're talking about selling at this point, like, what are you actually getting? I think it's just more offloading small salaries and trying to just stay as fiscally responsible as possible. I don't know what you're getting in. You're selling low on basically everyone, unless it's Kirby Yates.
I don't think you're going to stock your deal with more top 10 prospects. You'd be getting more long shot guys.
Right.
You know, so I accept that point. And, you know, maybe just holding Pat's the right thing to do in light of that idea. Well, Chuck, which way are you taking this?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm okay with holding Pat because I just don't know that there's really... I think what you're hoping for the future of the second half of the season is you get Josh Young back, hopefully he's healthy. You get Evan Carter back, hopefully he's healthy. We'll see what happens with Tyler Mahle. But you're really like, okay, we're in a winnable division right now, but we need to start playing better baseball. We need to start hitting better. We need to start hitting more consistently. Our lineup needs to be working 1-9 like it did all of last year, where the bottom third of our order was getting on base. Now we're turning around. Here's Simeon going off, and we're setting things up for Siegs, and Dolly's out there playing like an ALCS MVP, right? I mean, you've had a lot of guys that have not played up to their standard, and you've started to see some of them click and turn it around. Nathaniel Lowe had a much better month. Adolis Garcia's playing much better. I just don't think prospects is such a, it's a difficult game to juggle. And right now, I don't know that you're going to be giving up anybody to where you're getting anything that's like that much ammunition for the future. So I'm okay with staying Pat. I definitely don't want to sell if you think you got a chance to win this division, Kirby Yates or David Robertson. Michael Lorenzen feels like that's a surplus that maybe you can give up. And we've seen him fatigue in the second half. But I think other Major League Baseball owners know that too, right? So how much are you going to get for a guy like Michael Lorenzen? But I do think right now you're going to have to overpay, and that's not necessarily something I want to do for some hitters right now. If you want to add a bat, that I don't know how much they're really going to help you.
Oh, I'll be shocked if they buy anything. If they make a trade to add to them, like I think the only thing that if you're really hoping that they're going all in on the season, it's just that they're getting their guys back and they're not selling a bunch of parts. Yeah. I don't think they're doing any sort of buying. Ray
it would be
Davis,
too difficult.
Yeah, he's not trying to spend any extra dollars.
Add another bullpen piece that's controllable. potentially. Yeah. I mean, because Yates and Robertson are expiring after this year.
We're always on the lookout for trades, good trades for long-term players.
Yeah.
But as far as acquiring guys at the deadline, they're going to help this year. And
like, not, you know, rental pieces at all.
No, no. And I totally agree with that. I think I just love knowing, though, that Ray Davis is of that mindset. He is fully committed to this, understands assets, liabilities in the context of baseball. He's owned the team for a long time. I think he's paid a lot of attention, and he's not just a passenger on the train or somebody actively working against you because they care more about TV ratings. This is the kind of owner that you want, Brian.
You're averaging about 33,000 fans a game. You know, and I know you got the World Series for him last year, but wouldn't you want to kind of make sure that, I mean, I know that's the 11th best in the league when it comes to attendance. The TV thing is a problem here. We've documented that. But don't you feel like you do owe some more to the fans who've been with you throughout? You got this new stadium. It's revenue generator the way it is. I mean, I understand big picture and all that. And you know, and he spent, you know, $500 million on players last year. And you also won a World Series, but I think you got a fan base here that doesn't want to be one and done.
No.
You know, they're showing up at, you know, they're showing up at a 33,000 per game clip there. TV or not, you're making money. You know, if this was one of those teams, you know, think about if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates and you're averaging 21,000 people, I get it. You know, but you're the 11th best attended stadium in the league. You know, is there any loyalty to your fans for showing up every day?
Yeah, I think there is. I think maybe that's why he spent as much as he has. Once you go over, though, it's a 20% tax. The next year, 30. Sure. The year after that, 50. So yeah, it can become quite punitive.
Yeah, it can. It can. But you're also, though, your fan base will hopefully make up for the things that are very punitive that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, you won the World Series. You have the 11th best attendance. To what extent are they?
To me, I think that if you keep this thing, you know, keep this thing going, you know, the fans have been loyal throughout. You did give them a championship last year, but why now one and done? You know, we complained about the Cowboys. They hadn't won a championship in 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, and here you're on the brink of, you got some young players, you got some high priced players. You know, I think you owe it to your fan base to keep pushing as hard as you can, because their loyalty to you is showing up every night and spending money and buying all the jerseys and buying all the hats and stuff like that. That's how the fans pay you back.
All the pizza dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of the players that you would sell, like somebody texted, like, you got Josh Smith, Ezekiel Duran for Joey Gallo. I hear you. Who's the Joey Gallo you're going to trade? Right, if you're going to trade right now, you're trading a rental piece for that team in a Kirby Yates, who's an all-star. That's a player that everybody's going to want. Max Scherzer said he's not waiving his no trade. If you really want to be sellers and you want to get something, you're calling the Baltimore Orioles or you're calling the Phillies, you're calling one of these contending teams, you're saying, hey, do you want Scherzer and Yates? That's not costing you your future. You're not mortgaging your future. You're still going to compete next year by doing that, but Scherzer wants to be here. At least that's what he said now. It's 2 or 3 weeks. If they go on a losing streak, is that going to change his mind? I don't know, but yeah. I don't know that they're going to be sellers.
I think Yates
right
has been one of the best closers, and Robertson's been one of the best setup men, though. If you would offer them, I think you're cleaning up.
That's your best chance to acquire like some substantial prospects.
That's also your really ultimate. You that's your ultimate. We're done with this season.
But yeah, now all of a sudden you got no chance.
Okay, an addition to the finest coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking it?
A dolphin has poked the bear. We got some road shenanigans, and people are calling his latest stunt the most Jerry move of all time. That's next here in the Nation.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What? Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.